Welcome to episode 196 of Teodorigawa Bookmakers at teodorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. First, a quick reminder that I have two books of short stories on Apple Books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Nook. The first one, The Merchant of Venus and Other Stories, mostly love stories, and This Giant Frothy Thing, Love and Terror in Tokyo. Love and terror, so ghosts and people running into each other. And I believe there are two free short stories on all of those places, so you can read them for free. Very fun. Please check those out. I finished one schedule that starts in January, sent it off to the customer, and they liked it enough to order another one for next year, which I hope to start sometime in April or May or June or July. I want to get it done before next January. Also, I got another order for one that starts in March, which fortunately will give me at least 2 months to work on, and both of them are the same size, so that's the same idea, but the interiors are different. First one wanted a to-do list and a weekly calendar on one side, and the other one wants just a weekly calendar and blank spaces on the other side. It should be fun to make. And this second schedule book I will be starting today or tomorrow, probably today. So what I'm working on right now is two schedule books. These are separate from the ones the client ordered. Two schedule books, one larger than the other, and the interiors are completely different, but they both have pictures, so it's going to be a learning experience on how to adjust them perfectly. And I am working on a one-off of Don Quixote, which is so far almost 650 pages. That's going to be a large book, and it's already big. Both volumes of Don Quixote. It's interesting to read as I work along, so I'm not learning to read. I've learned how to read. I am reading Don Quixote as I'm making Don Quixote, which is kind of interesting. It's interesting to see how he writes and how the speech continues. It's in English. It's a translation from Spanish, but it might be fairly accurate. It's opening my eyes to a new way of writing. A new way that is 400 years old and is probably not appreciated by people with Twitter feeds. 140-character Twitter feeds and a 650-page book are a little different, I believe. So I'm making Don Quixote, which I hope to be finished not in the too distant future. I'm making Don Quixote and the two schedule books. And now, today or tomorrow, I'm going to start my third schedule book with a slightly different, but similar to one of the others. And I'm also writing, as you know, my science fiction, my first science fiction. And it occurred to me that I was concentrating on the wrong character. All the characters are the continue, but now the emphasis is going to be taken from character A and put on character B, because character B is in the preface and the rest of them are not. So, you know, it makes sense to continue with character B in the rest of the book, which as soon as I finish it, which I hope will be not too far away, you will be able to download and read and tell me how wonderfully bad it is. Or badly wonderful, or just bad, or just wonderful. Looking forward to your comments. And one more thing I'm working on, which I hope to get finished by the end of this week or the beginning of next week, perhaps next Monday, is a mystery detective novel up on the usual places, Apple Books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, if they're still there, and Nook. What it is, it's a mystery, a murder mystery that takes place in a small town in Oregon, and the friend and wife of the arrested murderer has to prove his innocence, and there's a lot of things going on. And there's a YouTube video, I discussed it. So if you want to look up YouTube and my name, Teodorigawa Bookmakers, you might be able to see a bit about it. I'm trying to make sure there are no mistakes, spelling or grammar. And I'm also trying to make sure that it reads nicely and that I can upload it successfully to those four places, Apple Books, etc. And then about next month, I'll probably be putting up another mystery novel related to this one I'm going to put up this month. So in January will be mystery novel number one, and February will be mystery novel number two related. It's not a series of six or eight or ten. It's just the two, and they take place about 30 years apart. Hopefully, I'll be able to get those up soon this month and next, and you will be able to read portions of them probably for free at those places, probably the first or second chapters of each one. So please look forward to that, and thank you very much for dropping by. I hope to see you again soon.